Hello all. I realize that the world has been turned upside down since the last time we saw one another, and I'm sure you have a lot of questions. I'm going to try my best to address some of the most obvious ones in this short podcast, and I'll also be posting the transcript as an announcement in Blackboard. First of all, this podcast and announcement are going out to all of my seated classes, two sections of Art 111, Art Appreciation, and one section of Art 115, Art History. Most of the information I need to share is similar enough that I felt I could address all of my seated classes in the same format. Where there are differences between the classes, I will highlight them. I have once again adjusted the course calendar to reflect new unit dates and due dates. The syllabus and calendar that are now posted in the course resources and syllabus area on Blackboard are up to date as of March 26th. I am opening each unit 2 weeks before any graded assessment for that unit is due, and I would encourage you to be working on content for the course every day if possible. Do not try to do all of the material for a unit in a single day. From here on out, you have something due just about every Wednesday beginning April 1st. These assignments will be used as attendance markers as well as contributing to your overall weighted total for the class. Be sure to look carefully at the course calendar for information about what is due and when. The assignments will be found within each unit's lesson folder under the Lessons tab in Blackboard. Art 111, your museum paper is due on April 1st. Art 115, your artist's oeuvre paper is due on April 15th. As you probably know, the North Carolina Museum of Art is currently closed until further notice. If you have not already visited the museum to choose a work of art for your paper, you will have to search for a work of art on the NCMA's website. The address is ncartmuseum.org. From the main page, you can go to Art, Permanent Collection, and use the magnifying glass to search the collection, or follow the links embedded in the text below the eruption of Mount Vesuvius to browse art from different areas. Please do not worry about turning in the museum notes document. If you used these to help you explore a work of art at the NCMA, they can be a reference while you work on your paper. Obviously, we will not be doing group presentations this semester. I have edited the final project so that it is now an individual assignment. Please look at the updated project directions and rubric that are in the folder titled End of Semester Project/Presentation. Essentially, you are going to pick an artist from the list I provided and research that artist's life and work. For my Art 115 students, this will be similar to the research you did for your paper, though you will need to select a different artist for the project. Each student will design a presentation using an application like PowerPoint, Prezi, Google Slides, etc. In your presentation, you will include images of works of art by the artist and text slides about the artist's life and work. You will upload the presentations using an assignment link in the folder. You will also upload the presentations to a discussion forum that I have created for this purpose so that the entire class can see them. The final presentations are due by Wednesday, May 6th. Your final exam is also going to take place online on Blackboard. It will be in its own lesson folder and will be available from 8 a.m. on Sunday, May 10th until 8 p.m. on Wednesday, May 13th. The exam will include both multiple choice and short answer slash essay questions similar to those on the midterm exam. More specific information about how to study for the final exam will be coming up a little later in April. You will have 120 minutes to complete the exam, though I am not going to set the auto-submit, so if you run over the time limit, keep working. You are not allowed to use any external resources in the completion of the exam, and you'll be on your honor to abide by this stipulation. After 8 o'clock p.m. on May 13th, the exam will close and no late submissions will be accepted. If you have an issue with the exam, you should take a screenshot, if possible, and email me immediately. I will handle exam resets on a case-by-case basis. Keep in mind that you can contact Blackboard Technical Support 24/7. Their contact information is on Blackboard under the Student Support tab. Finally, my office hours remain as they were throughout the semester, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 o'clock to 12:50 p.m., and Monday and Wednesday from 2 o'clock to 2:50. What does that mean? Basically, these are hours that I will plan to be in front of my computer and I will respond rapidly to your questions. Transitioning from a seated to an online version of a college course is not ideal. I realize that there will be challenges along the way. Even though I am not physically at school, I am still very much present and engaged. I am here to answer any questions that you may have. The best thing you can do for yourself in order to finish the semester successfully is to take charge of your own learning. Work through the resources in each unit folder carefully. Ask me questions about concepts or content that is unclear. You can always email me, but I've also created a discussion forum Q&A where you can ask any sort of question that you have, whether it is a logistical question or something about the course content that you don't understand. I encourage you to post your question first to the Q&A forum before you email me. That way, everyone can benefit from my responses. Above all, give yourself grace and patience and try to keep your priorities in order. Let your family members and friends know you love them. Go for a walk. Listen to music. Keep in mind that this isn't forever, and find things to be grateful for every day. Wishing you all the best, let's finish this semester strong.